Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper. Ever made a Homer Simpson decision? It's easy to tell. It's immediately followed by the letters D-O-H. Maybe the consequences were a lot greater and the response wasn't as flippant. There's some great advice floating around to help you make better decisions by using our heart and our conscious and unconscious mind. I'll expand on that in a sec, but first, consider all the options you have to start with. Are there options you haven't considered? Next up, write them down on a piece of paper or on your smartphone or iPad or whatever you like. Put them aside and then sleep on it. Now it's the next morning, just think ahead there. What on earth is that noise? Of course, it's the alarm clock, time to get up and do all of that. You went to bed the night before with a decision to make, probably a bit clearer now you've slept on it. Do any of the options you wrote down jump out at you as being especially good choices? Do any look bad? Cross out the bad ones, circle the good ones. Now write down on a new sheet of paper or on a new document on your iPad or whatever the advantages and disadvantages of the two or three choices that stood out to you as especially good. By doing this, it might become clearer which is the best choice. Now once you've done this, forget it all. Go and do whatever you do normally and sleep on it again. You've got to have a lot of patience to make a big decision. Fast decisions aren't recommended, and the more money or heart involved in the end result, the more you should consider your choice. Now you've slept on it again and woken up to a new day. The unconscious and conscious mind have been hard at work behind the scenes, and it's probably pretty clear which is the best choice. If it's still unclear, just close your eyes and point at one. No, seriously. Bring in a trusted and intelligent friend and run it all past him or her. Preferably someone who is detached from the choice emotionally. If you walk with God, then the decision may be made a little easier, simply because of a little thing he gives us, peace, or lack of if the decision is wrong. He's good to us that way, so start writing. I'm Aaron Wright, for the Salvos. Now, do I eat this entire cheesecake or don't I? Where's that bit of paper?